I actually reside in the Centre of Forensic Sciences, which kind of is a strange area, but I do a lot of work in food security, ensuring food's safe for Australia, basically.
This forensic connection interests me. I say, I wonder if this is a little bit like developing bomb detection.
Well, interesting you say that, because the actual work that we're doing on looking at truffle fire tiles, the idea actually came from looking for the actual signature of explosives. Developing of the actual electronic nose came from that as well. And so we're just bringing it to another application at the moment. And unfortunately for truffles, the mixture of volatiles is that much more complicated than the mixture of explosives. And so it's taken a lot longer.
Yeah, I have no idea. You know, people always describe when they hold a truffle and they put it up to their nose, this incredibly complex aroma. Are there particular signature compounds?
Yeah, look, it's safe to say there's particular signature compounds, but I don't think that's going to be the right thing. Researchers in the past have basically said this is the signature compound. These are the compounds that make up the truffle aroma. I think as we're seeing more and more, it's a lot more factors that give that aroma. And so while there are signature compounds, it's a group of compounds. And at the moment, from my research, we're looking at pretty much about 42 compounds at the moment in different ratios, different concentrations that give this bouquet of flavours or odour, if you like. But we haven't been able to replicate exactly what the odour is of a truffle. And that's expected because it's going to be so different. So it's variable from where you pick it up from, where you harvest it, and what time of the year you harvest it, or what time of the truffle life cycle you harvest it at, it'll change as well. So the aroma is a mixture of things.
This is getting complex. Because you've been looking at this to find a grading system.
That's right.
Yeah. I've been looking at it for a number of reasons. One is to put the poor truffle dog out of business, because they work too hard running around. But that's not the main reason. The main reason was to try and find truffles, but that's a very hard basket. The more pressing reason was to actually develop a grading scale, because it's the actual aroma that people want. It's not the actual size or if there's spherical, it's perfect truffle, which is what the grading standard says at the moment. It's the actual aroma. And what we found was that the truffle experts, when we surveyed them, their idea of an extra class truffle was quite different from what a chef's idea. And even within the chef group, we found that they were very variable. So one chef would say, that's an extra class. Another chef would come and say, that's a crap truffle. Yeah. But the variability amongst chef was so much smaller than the variability amongst experts.
So who are the experts then?
Well, the experts are the guys who grow it. The truffle handlers, the truffle dog handlers, the guys who actually grade the truffles in the sheds. And there's a reason why there's a big variability. Some of the volatiles that we actually have in truffles, which you call the signature compounds, some of them stay with us. Once we sniff it, it stays with us for about 4 hours. So we're saturated already and we can't really smell it again. And so there are problems there. And that's why we were trying to develop the electronic nose, so it will ease that process and make it more uniform.
So then we talked about the so-called experts. We talked about the chefs. And what about the lay people like me?
Most people, and I would say 95% of Australians, don't even know what a truffle is. They've never really smelt a truffle. Probably the most apt descriptor of a truffle is sweaty feet and socks, or sex. And a lot of people do think it's a bit of a body odour type smell, because it comes from a lot of the sulphite type compounds. The idea is to educate, to get people understanding what the truffle is and why we desire it. And that's what I'm talking about today, is the psychology behind what we're eating in a truffle and why we actually crave more of it. From my research, I've developed what they call an aroma wheel, which they use in wine. And that helps people from all different countries. It provides them a lexicon of descriptors which they can actually talk to each other and actually understand what they're talking about now.
This is interesting, because I sometimes think the awareness comes with the language.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so one person says, well, this truffle smells, I can smell wood or hay in it. Someone else thinks, well, no, hang on a second, it smells like body odour. It's quite different descriptors. But if there's a lexicon and they actually understand what that is, a good example is a banana. A banana is a banana. It smells like a banana in Chile, in South Africa. Everywhere it's going to smell like a banana. And so if I say, this smells a bit like a banana, you're going to think the same thing. Whereas if I say it smells like hay, hay smells a bit differently elsewhere as well. If I say it smells like body odour or foot odour, that's going to be quite different. Everyone else smells it quite different. So that's not a great descriptor. But something like a banana or a cacao or chocolate, people understand those descriptors a lot better. And it's easier to actually get standard descriptors so people can smell it and then smell the truffle and make that connection in their brains.
And I like this idea of a wheel because it's not like a linear scale.
That's right, yeah. We've got the wheel now, it's developed, and people can actually get copies of the wheel. I'm piloting it today at the conference. And that is aimed to help, as you say, the layman, and aimed to help the chefs as they actually describe their dishes. And so you can use it to actually develop new cuisine, pairing new foods. I used it to make a truffle chocolate, which people seem to really be interested in tasting it. And the way that works is most of the volatiles in chocolate is in the volatiles in truffles as well, so you can match them together and they work quite well. So the descriptors are the same. The other reason of developing that is to actually increase the shelf life of the truffle. Truffle shelf life is only about 3 weeks at the most, and Australia sells most of its truffle overseas at the moment. So for a truffle to be graded extra class here, to get to America, having the same volatiles or same smell, aroma, would take quite a doing and quite expensive because you've got to ship it almost immediately. So if we actually find a way of actually increasing shelf life due to the knowledge of the actual aromas and how they change or how they want the aromas to be, we can increase the shelf life of the truffle as well.
Oh, there's lots of application. Can I ask you lastly about a handheld sensor, an e-nose for the truffle industry? Is that still a way away?
It's still a little bit away. It's a matter of if the industry really wants it or the industry kind of likes to have the dogs running around. Which is fair enough. It's a good way of doing it. It's an efficient way of doing it. And also, it brings the tourist in. So why not have it around?
And in the grading sheds?
In the grading sheds, I think it's something that is required. I think they're going to need it. And we've developed a prototype which can be used, but it's whether the industry wants to uptake it or not.